Once upon a time, there was a kind girl who lived in a fine house with her father, her stepmother, and her stepmother's two grown daughters. Her own mother, the gentlest woman in the world, had died some years before, and the girl had her mother's sweet and patient heart. But the stepmother was proud and hard. She could not stand the girl's goodness, because it made her own two daughters look the more unkind beside it. So she gave the girl the meanest work in the house. The girl scoured the dishes and scrubbed the floors. She cleaned out the bedrooms while her stepsisters slept late in fine beds. Their rooms had looking glasses so tall they could see themselves from head to toe. When her work was done, the girl had nowhere warm to rest but the chimney corner. She would sit down quietly among the cinders, and so the family began to call her Cinderella. And though she wore plain and dusty clothes, Cinderella was 100 times lovelier than her stepsisters, who were always dressed in silk. Now it happened that the king's son was giving a ball, and he invited every fine family in the land. The two stepsisters could speak of nothing else. They chose gowns and ribbons and headdresses, and they sent for the best hairdresser in the country. Poor Cinderella ironed their linen and plaited their ruffles, for she had good taste, and she even dressed their hair as neatly as she could. Cinderella, the sisters laughed. Wouldn't you love to go to the ball? You only tease me, she said softly. It is not for such as I am to go. At last the night came. The sisters rode away to the palace, and Cinderella watched the coach until she could see it no more. Then she sat down by the cinders and began to cry. "Why, what is the matter, child?" said a gentle voice. Cinderella looked up. There stood her godmother, who was a fairy. I wish I could..." But she was crying too hard to finish. "You wish you could go to the ball," said the fairy kindly. "Be a good girl, and you shall. Run into the garden and bring me a pumpkin." Cinderella fetched the finest pumpkin she could find. The fairy scooped it hollow and tapped it with her wand, and there stood a gilded coach. She opened the mousetrap, and out came 6 gray mice. Tap, tap, tap. And there stood 6 fine dapple gray horses. From the rat trap she chose a whiskered rat, and one touch of the wand made him a fat coachman. And behind the watering pot she found 6 lizards, and they became 6 footmen in gold and silver. "There," said the fairy, "now you may go." "But must I go in these rags?" Cinderella asked. Her godmother only touched her gently with the wand, and Cinderella's plain dress turned to cloth of gold and silver, all sparkling with jewels. And on her feet were the prettiest little glass slippers in the world. "Go and be happy," said the fairy. "But remember this, above all things. You must leave before the clock strikes midnight. At the stroke of 12, every bit of this magic ends." Cinderella promised, and away she rode. When she stepped into the great hall, the violins fell silent, and the dancing stopped. Everyone turned to look. "How beautiful she is," they whispered. "How beautiful she is." The king's son led her out to dance, and he would not leave her side all evening. Even her own stepsisters did not know her. Cinderella sat beside them and shared the oranges the prince had given her, and was kind to them, as she was kind to everyone. Then she heard the clock begin to strike. She rose at once, made her goodbyes, and hurried home before the last stroke fell. The next night, the king held a second ball, and Cinderella went again, more beautifully dressed than before. The prince stayed by her side, and his kind words never stopped. She was so happy that she forgot to listen for the time, until the clock began to strike 12. Cinderella sprang up and ran, swift as a deer. The prince followed, but he could not catch her. And as she flew down the palace steps, one little glass slipper slipped from her foot and stayed behind. The prince picked it up and held it carefully. By the time Cinderella reached home, she was breathless and back in her old plain clothes, with nothing left of the magic but one small glass slipper in her pocket. A few days later, a trumpet sounded through the land. The king's son would marry the lady whose foot the glass slipper fit. They tried it on princesses and duchesses and every fine lady in the kingdom. They tried it on the two stepsisters, who pushed and squeezed, but it would not go on. "Let me try," said Cinderella quietly. Her sisters laughed, but the gentleman with the slipper said every lady must have her turn. Cinderella sat down, slid in her foot, and the slipper fit as if it had been made for her. Then she drew the second slipper from her pocket and put it on too. In that moment, her sisters knew her. They knelt and begged her pardon, and Cinderella, who was as good as she was lovely, took them up and forgave them with all her heart, and asked only that they love her still. She was brought to the prince, who thought her dearer than ever, and a few days after, they were married. And Cinderella gave her two sisters rooms in the palace, and loved them still.